All right, man, here we go. Once again, man, the Fat Max, the Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com, and PowerAndStrategy.com. Before we proceed with the beatings, man, we're going to go ahead and pay the bills. Y'all need to go ahead and check out my Patreon, /MaxCityLimits. And also, if you enjoyed this show, a little later on, after you've listened to it, you know what I mean, if you want to, you go ahead and check out my PayPal. And also, before we get into the beatings once again, I'm going to go ahead and hand it to my boy Tony, man. We're going to pay bills at the beginning of the show. Stop you, you mentally slow-ass niggas from asking us about this bullshit, man, every time we do a show about where y'all can reach us. Go ahead, Tony.
All right, you can reach me at my email address is wayofstrategy44@gmail.com. That's also my PayPal. My PayPal is wayofstrategy44@gmail.com. You can reach out for me on powerandstrategy.com. powerstrategy.com. Please do not go to the YouTube page. I still got niggas signing up on that YouTube page. I told them not to do it, but I guess niggas don't listen. Go to the website, Power and Strategy. If you want audio or video material, you're going to have to come to Max City. I don't put anything up there yet. So powerstrategy.com. Subscribe to the website. My Patreon is Power of Strategies. G-I-E-S, Power of Strategies on Patreon, and that's where you can find me. If it's not the email at wayofstrategy44@gmail.com, and you could, or you can go to the website again, which is powerandstrategy.com or Patreon, Power of Strategies on Patreon. So you niggas can't say we didn't tell you where to go. Now you know where to go. Let's see how many of you do it.
Man, you gotta love these niggas, man. Hey, check it out, man. Speaking of, like, brothers being hard-headed, and, you know, I don't want to insult some of my listeners, man, because, you know, I love the players, man. I love the Max City citizens, man. But good Lord, man, I don't know, boy. It's something about the IQ, niggas. Something's in the water. I don't know. check it out. This is what I did, right? I was looking over some of our videos, man. And I was peeping out the anti-Afro-Svengali video that we've done. Remember that one?
Yeah, and, I remember that one.
I think that's like the first video we've ever done where we've had like pretty much an equal number of thumbs up and thumbs down. I don't know. I think right. it was just hilarious, right? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what could these cats be mad about, or what is the disdain about? You know what I mean? And when you go through the comments section, it's just unreal, man. It is just, it's sad, bruh. You know what I mean? Basically, what we have here is low IQ niggas coming over to our spot, looking at the title of the video and seeing anti-Afro Svengali's name in it. And I guess they're automatically assuming that we're talking about Umar Johnson, right? But that video, we ain't say jack shit about Umar Johnson. We have roasted the shit out of Umar for, you know, about 5 or 6 videos. You know what I mean? But it's obvious these dumbass niggas don't know that because they didn't listen to the video. Because all through the comment section, all I'm reading is, how are y'all going to defend Umar Johnson? Umar Johnson's a crook. It just goes to show how stupid these niggas are. Even in my diminished mental capacity these days, I could think rings around these niggas, man. It's incredible. We did a video talking about Dr. Boyce Watkins and the lawsuit pertaining to anti-Afro Svengali. These niggas come in, they don't even bother to listen to the video. They just automatically jump to conclusions that we're talking about or that we're defending Umar. I don't know, you have anything to add on to that? Because it's a sad state of affairs, man.
I mean, IQ. I mean, what you want me to say? Shit. IQ? Shit. I mean, IQ, if you sit down and listen to the goddamn video and see what we're talking about, there's nothing more I can say. You know, we've been on Umar. We've been calling him, a con-ass nigga, man. We've been calling him that since last year.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And you started in on him way before then. Mm-hmm. You know, because I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And he was like, no, Tony, he's tricking off on ratchet bitches, Tony.
I know what this is. I know what this is.
Yeah. See, your nigga detector went off long before mine.
Right.
You know, you were saying up front, look, this nigga ain't right. If he lying about fucking a hood rat, what else is he lying about?
Mm-hmm.
And once again, your instincts were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because here we are. It's what, March
2019? Right.
No school.
Mm-hmm.
No school.
We still got niggas out there saying, see, he walked in it through the school. I'm thinking to myself, have you seen anything about that school as of late? After he did that bullshit ass so-called walkthrough of that school, you don't see him over there painting the school, cleaning the school up, doing jack shit with that goddamn school. Give it up, y'all. It's a scam. Give it the fuck up, man. Yo, this nigga, man, I gotta give him his props on that. It's almost against my nature to speak against this nigga, man, because I believe brothers should get their bread. You know what I mean? And if you a sucker ass nigga, man, and you wanna follow some, I don't know, Pied Piper ass nigga, man, through the depths of hell, nigga, if you like it, I love it. You know what I mean? But, you know, this is just for my crew, man, because it's like cats always asking me, you know, my opinion on the situation, man. And I'm like, man, come on, man. It's just obvious what the fuck's going on here. It just amazes me. People got to ask me this shit, man. Like, do y'all really need to ask me? Do y'all really need guidance on this particular situation about this nigga, man? Come on, bro.
This nigga done walked through, like, what, 3-4 schools?
Yeah.
I walked to 3-4 schools, and every time he's almost close. And then the last podcast we did, what was that? There was a mix up about the damn deed. Looked up, he was supposed to have this property, and looked up, and his name wasn't on the deed, or it wasn't on any paperwork or any type of conveyance as related to the land. He had no title,
mm-hmm.
no interest. You know, he had no recorded interest in the property.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, I mean, even if he has a lien on the property, or even if he's, you know, buying the property on mortgage, a deed would be recorded, a mortgage deed would be recorded, or warranty deed, some type of a document conveying his interest or showing his interest should be recorded, and that's a matter of public record.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why that's not there. Well, yes, I do know that. I do know why that's not there, because he's a con-ass nigga, man. But
man,
if you niggas gonna keep sending them your money, shit, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Shit, if he can get that shit off, you know, hats off to him. You know,
yeah.
If these niggas dumb enough to keep sending him money, some, what, 4 or 5 years, almost half a decade later?
And then keep doing the same hustle and scam over and over again, you know what I'm saying? With the same tactics and techniques. You
yeah,
know, it's like,
see, he wants you to send him money, but then he want everybody else to work for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He ain't gonna run a school for free, but he want the people that work for him to work for him for free.
It's amazing, man. And this, once again, this goes back to the anti-Afro Svengali video. Because the main crux of this argument, which I'm bringing up, is all about IQ. Niggas' IQs is astoundingly low. How the fuck you gonna come to my channel, look at the title of the video, not even listen to the video, and then make a goddamn comment about something you didn't even listen to? Shit, these niggas, they swore up and down we was, what's that?
Defending
Umar Johnson. They swore up and down we was doing that shit. Video didn't have jack shit to do with Umar. We was actually low-key defending, Boyce Watkins. But let me ask you this: Do you have any sort of updates on Boyce Watkins? You don't have any?
Yes. He actually filed that motion, the motion that I told you about.
Yeah.
They filed an answer.
Uh-huh.
His attorney filed an answer, and they filed a motion to dismiss.
Okay.
A Maria Lloyd's lawsuit.
Okay.
That was the last update. I think I looked at that back in March.
Mm-hmm.
He had filed a motion to have her lawsuit dismissed, for the same reasons that we stated in our prior podcast.
Mm-hmm.
A lack of specificity, the failure to join the failure to join the proper parties to a suit, there are misjoinder issues, there are issues with respect to who owes her what. You know, so they filed a motion to dismiss. A summary disposition motion or summary judgment motion was filed in the Seventh Circuit Court.
So he did answer.
He did answer.
He did answer.
He answered with a motion to dismiss.
Okay, all right. Because Anti-Afro Svengali saying that he has not answered. That's what she's claiming.
Anti-Afro Svengali is a fucking nut.
Oh,
I told y'all that. Anti-Afro Svengali is a fucking nut.
Hey,
I told y'all to stop listening to that flea-bitten mongrel-ass bitch. That woman is crazy.
God damn.
That woman is a nutcase.
God damn, son.
It's a matter of public record. You can look at the shit. You can download the motion. Mm. It's actually online.
Mm. Yeah, I think in her latest video, she says, "Why haven't you answered? Why haven't you answered, Dr. Boyce? Why haven't you answered?" I'm like, he did answer. I'm like, well, let me check with Tony, make sure that he answered. And that's how they answered with a motion to dismiss.
Yes, he filed a motion to dismiss.
Okay, then. All right, then, man. You know, she is something else, man. And also, I think we need to go on the record right here and be perfectly clear about what our argument is about Boyce Watkins, at least mine, because we're talking about the concept of fraud, being fraudulent. I was speaking on the aspect of everyone saying that he's a fraud, pertaining to the people, that he's frauding the people, okay? Now, when it comes to him and his business practices with other people he may be in a business venture with, that's debatable. You know what I mean? Whenever you get into a situation where you go into a partnership with someone, I mean, things can get blurry. Things are not always black and white. Things, you know, could be in the gray zone. So I don't necessarily know totally, unequivocally what's going on with him and other people he may go into business with. But as far as I'm concerned, as how he deals with the people when he doles out his product, there is no fraud there. I don't know. Would you like to expound on your position about Boyce Watkins?
Boyce Watkins is trying to make a profit.
Right.
See, niggas want you to be down with them as long as you're this suffering savior. They want you to be a martyr for the cause.
Right.
And Boyce Watkins is saying, fuck that. I want to turn a dollar.
Okay.
So now the niggas are saying, oh, you trying to make a dollar off me? You goddamn right. I'm in business to make money.
Mm.
The fuck you mean? Yeah, I'm trying to make a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas are in their feelings because he's trying to make money. That's what he should be doing. Now, with respect to this issue with fraud, there is no fraud so far. No fraud has been unearthed. Now, what he's doing is he using his status and his money to get some hood bitches. Yes, that's what he's doing, and I can't fault him for that.
Right.
I can never condemn a fellow power trick.
Word life. Okay.
You know, he's making some gross errors. He's making some gross errors in what he's doing. His power tricking game ain't where it should be. There's some weaknesses in his power tricking game. Mm-hmm. But he's power tricking. That's all he's doing.
Okay.
He's not defrauding anyone.
Right.
He's not defrauding anyone. What he's doing is he is, you know, bringing these women in and he's trying to get them in bed, but he don't want them to leave empty handed.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, what he doing is he getting his dick up in them, and you know he gonna give them a couple $100 or $200-$300 so they won't leave empty handed. I can't fault him for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but his mistake is he ain't recording none of this shit. He needs to be recording this shit.
Oh, shit, man.
That motherfucker needs model releases. He needs video. You know, that's the mistake he's making. He's not getting these bitches dead to right on paper and on film.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, because now you know what they're gonna do when they get tired of fucking them, or when they when whore's remorse sets in, or when the shit becomes familiar, they're gonna flip on it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both know that they're gonna flip on it,
right.
And then they're gonna talk about how he exploited them and how he, you know. How he can't nobody coerce you in bed. Everybody know what the bitches know the game. They know him. They know he ain't never been no select nigga. Mm-hmm. They can smell thirst and desperation on him.
Mm-hmm.
They know he tricking.
Wow.
He know he tricking. Everybody in the game know he tricking. But when it comes time to cash out and extort him, then they're gonna play stupid.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, I just went there because it was an opportunity. No, bitch, you didn't. you went there hoping you can get bent over too, so you can try to extort some money out that nigga. You know what the deal is. You know what his weakness is. You know he got a weakness for young pussy. So you flying up under him, hoping he'll dole out some of that cash on you, so that later on, when you get the opportunity, you can flip on him and blackmail him, just like what Lloyd is doing. Everybody know what this game is. Everybody knows what's happening here. You know, so my thing is he's not getting enough film on these bitches. He's not getting enough model releases.
If only he could be, a pornographer. You know what I'm saying? Then he could somewhat insulate himself and shield himself from the lies and the scandal of these flea-bitten mutts.
Well, he's in that pro-black community. And see, in that pro-black community, and there they kiss women's asses.
Right.
You know, and there they call him queen. See, he doesn't have the heart to be a cyber pimp. Okay. See, you have to be ruthless to be a cyber pimp.
Oh, yes, you do.
You understand? You have to be able to, you know, bring the fear of God on a bitch when she get down wrong. Mm. Just like when my nigga, the side trickster, got extorted. Mm-hmm. See, only a cyber pimp could have gotten him out of that. You know? When you dealing with a ruthless bitch like the bitch that was extorting him, she ain't have shit to lose. Right. So you had to make sure, you have to make sure that when you deal with a bitch like that, you have to be ruthless. Mm. You have to be willing to say, look, bitch, okay, you keep pushing me, I'm going to leak your pictures on the web. You have to have, you have to hold that sword of Damocles over their head. You have to do that. He ain't got the heart to do that. He's too soft to do that.
Right.
That's why he probably shouldn't be tricking.
Right.
See, he'll become food for them bitches out there because he don't have the heart to check them bitches when they start. Because these bitches will inevitably wake up one day and hate their lot in life. They're going to hate having to lay down and open their legs to get a little piece of change. Mm-hmm. They're going to hate that shit. Right. They're going to despise that shit. You understand?
Yeah.
That whore's remorse. They hate the fact that this is what they got to do. And then they're going to look at him and say, well, I'm doing this with this motherfucker. I should be making more. I should be making this money. He ain't worthy of this. How sick a bitch mind gets when she gets whore's remorse. Mm-hmm. You understand? And then that's when the hate comes. Then that's when she start trying to extort him and all of that shit. You know? And what, he ain't got no pimp hand. He ain't got no goon hand. He ain't gonna comb the bitch's head. He too soft for that.
Hey, I remember when that happened, right? That shit just amazed the shit out of me, man. He said, such and such, I'm just say the Mamba. The Mamba called him and threatened him and said that she was gonna go to the police and go to the wife unless he broke her off $100. And this motherfucker, man, I forget how he did it. I don't know if he wired the money to the bitch or he dropped it off. I don't think he dropped it off. Oh, no, he did drop it off. He dropped it off at her crib. And then she just said, just leave it there. And when he left, she picked up the money. And he told me that he did that. And I was like, nigga, what?
What?
I was like, you did what? I like, you really done fucked up, man. Like, you really, you done opened up Pandora's box now, because that bitch really gonna be at you now, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
And then, nigga, it wasn't 3-4 hours later that she called him up again and said, you need to bring me some more money. You know what I mean? And I said, nigga, I told you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was fucked up in the game, and I told him. I like, you know what? Check this out. I'm going to take care of this shit, nigga. So I picked up the phone. I tried to call the bitch, and she wouldn't answer the phone. Try to call her again. She wouldn't answer the phone. And I wanted to leave the bitch a message, right? But I was just like, I was debating whether I should do it, but I said, I will leave the bitch a message, but I ain't going to say nothing too crazy as shit. I just told her, stay at the crib. I'm coming over. We need to have a talk. So I think I told you this story. You know, that's when I had the Suburban. And I was actually, you know, in the neighborhood because my cuz, who's a heavy hitter, he stayed right down the street from the bitch, man. So I actually picked him up and two of my other cousins. And we went over to her crib. I step out, knock on the bitch door, knocking on her windows. And I can see the bitch peeking through the blinds. I'm banging on this shit. And I'm calling all sorts of stupid ass bitch. Answer the door. Bitch, I know what you did. Stupid ass, funky ass bitch. better answer the goddamn door. You know what I'm saying? She would not, man, that bitch was shook, man. And of course, I was just by design. I wasn't going to do nothing to the bitch. But, you know, just, you know, how the police have an overwhelming display of force in order to not actually have something physical happen. Because a lot of niggas, they not even hip to that shit. You know, when the police show up and they may have like 10 police cars surrounding you, it's not necessarily that they have a fear of you. It's just they're showing up and they're putting that in your mind. Like, look, if you act stupid, you know what I mean? It's not going to go your way. So they show up with an overwhelming show of force so it don't get violent. You know what I mean? So that's what I did. You know, my cousins and then they stepped out. We don't have to do that with no bitch, but still, I wanted to let her know I don't appreciate you extorting my boy. You know what I'm saying? And she stopped extorting him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know, boy, the shit that these bitches would do. But also, that's when I found out that bitch had a coke habit. You know what I mean? Because I was wondering, I'm like, what is wrong with this bitch, man? Why is she calling me like every goddamn five, you know, seconds, man? You know what I mean? I was just so busy doing other shit, I didn't really have time to really psychoanalyze this bitch, man. But I was just like, damn. I'm like, she calling again for a gig? She calling again? Now she's so desperate that she extorting a side trickster? I'm like, oh, you know. And then I'll talk to some other folks who was supplying her. I'm like, oh, that bitch, she on that shit, on that narcotic. But yeah, man, shit is hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to have that, man. You have to have that show of force. You have to have something, that sword of Damocles to hang over a bitch's head. Because again, when they wake up and realize their lot in life and just how miserable their spot is, or just how miserable of a spot that they're in, or how fucked up their life situation is, man, they get angry about that shit. You understand?
Yeah.
And so what's happening with him, he doesn't have a Fat Mac to say, let's go see this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting up there talking, we shouldn't be doing this to black women. Black women are our queens, you know, and all this shit. You know, and here's this bitch trying to rip him off in court.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Here's this bitch extorting.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So he just shouldn't be doing it. He need to, this is a nigga that is really, he need to have a wife. Unfortunately,
right.
And I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. But anyway, you need to have a wife, man. This is a dude that need to be married. He don't need to be out here trying to fuck around with these hood rats in the street, man. Mm-hmm. He don't need to be trying to fuck around with, you know, these motherfuckers that fly Nubian Queen, these bitches that fly. You don't need to be fucking with them, man, because you know what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's gonna happen.
Right.
So it's a situation to where, you know, this nigga, he comes to you on a silver platter. This is a paycheck on a silver platter here. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
Because if he don't go at this girl the way he should have filed that motion to dismiss a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
He should have filed that shit right off the rip and got rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I know what he's doing. He's going to turn around and cash her out. See, because he ain't like the Fat Mac. See, what the Fat Mac said, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Sure don't, nigga.
See what I'm saying? Fat Mac said he don't negotiate with terrorists. See, that's what he doing. He gonna pay this bitch off.
Well, check it out.
See, when he pay the bitch off, he gonna open up Pandora's box. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I do think there may be something to what Maria Lloyd is saying. I do believe that there may be some. I believe that it's a situation where he did take some missteps business-wise with her. If this is her brainchild, and if he's making money off her idea, of course, you and I mean, we believe that, yeah, she should be compensated. Do you believe that?
It depends.
Okay.
She should be compensated for her work. Let me tell you something, man.
Right.
It's a cold, cruel world out here, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your brainchild all day, bitch, but if you didn't get it patented, if
right.
you didn't go through the steps to protect it so that you can be compensated,
mm-hmm.
fuck it.
Right.
The mothership and the P-Phone, that's the brainchild of George Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
He's somewhere broken in the motherfucker, and the record company has all of his royalties.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They got all of his royalties because he signed his royalties over, didn't know any better, didn't read the contract.
Okay.
They saw a fool, they used the fool.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about morality. I'm talking about what's legal.
Okay.
All you understand?
Yeah.
So it could be her brainchild all day. It probably is. But one, you didn't put no money in the shit. That's why he owns, 72% of it. Because it's his money. He put the money up for it. You can have a brainchild, but if he didn't give, he didn't even give her control and interest in her brain, in her own brainchild, in her own idea.
Right.
You were too stupid to get the control and interest in your own business idea. It's a cold, cruel world out there, man. Business is unforgiving.
Yeah.
One misstep, one mistake, that's your ass.
But far
now, I ain't talking about what's moral. I'm talking about what's legal.
But for Boyce Watkins, though, I can see him kind of like walking around on eggshells with it, you know what I mean? Especially in this Me Too movement. We're not supposed to confuse what's moral with what's legal, but if he was to actually go in and try and, you know, put the screws to this broad, man, you know, I think he may think that it might backfire because the courts may give her some rhythm because it probably can be proven that it was her brainchild, even though from a legal standpoint, she didn't follow all the way through to make sure that she got compensated for her so-called brainchild. You know what I mean? So I can see why he would probably be, you know, a little bit milquetoast about actually going at this broad.
In the courts, I'm going to tell you what they've been telling niggas all my days, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the same thing. It ain't what you know. It's what you can prove.
Uh-huh.
And if she don't have the paperwork to show that that is her idea, if she didn't get it, if she didn't make it a tool or intellectual property, if she didn't make it her own intellectual property, either by copyright or by patent, it's up for grabs. It's fair game. Mm-hmm. Sorry, bitch. Them's the breaks. Well, I don't have no mercy. Fuck it.
Right. Well, I think that's the point. I think it can actually be proven that this was her idea. I think it actually can be proven from things that I've read.
If it can be proven, it ain't in her complaint.
Oh, it's not?
No. Okay. There's no exhibit attached to that goddamn complaint.
Oh, okay. All right.
A 7-count complaint with all these allegations, suing 4 or 5 different damn entities. She didn't attach any record of a patent or copyright to that complaint.
Okay. So
now, if she produces proof during discovery, she may have proof to. She may produce any documentation she have during the period. But, you know, and it's a simple copyright. Some people, like, if they have songs,
mm-hmm.
they'll mail the songs to themselves mm-hmm. by registered mail. But with the green card, that's proof that the shit is yours.
All right.
You could do it that way, a cheap copyright. Hell, I hadn't even seen that yet.
All right.
You know, I know what this is, dog. I know what this is.
Okay.
This bitch had an idea. And he sold her that Me Against the World shit. And he was up in her. He was fucking her. The bitch got comfortable, was what it was. She started thinking she was more than what she was worth. She wanted more money out of the motherfucker than what he was preparing to give her. He was breaking her off a little change, letting her be his manager so that she wouldn't leave empty-handed while he was possible. And that bitch got greedy and wanted more money. Whore's remorse kicked in, and she wanted more than what she was entitled to. And now this nigga's in court. That's exactly what this is. Mm-hmm. And if it was her brainchild, you know, and she wasn't smart enough, you know, to get title to it through the proper procedure, through either patent it or copyright, or at least registering it. All right. It's registered in his name, not hers.
Okay.
It's registered in the state of Illinois and in Tennessee. I think it's one in Tennessee, but I know it's one in Illinois. It's in her name. It's in his name, not hers.
All right.
So how you gonna prove that?
So
just because she said it?
So yeah, but that's what I was about to ask. The concept of a gentleman's agreement or an oral agreement, is that not binding in court?
Doc, if anything, the statute of frauds.
Mm-hmm.
Let me answer that question. Let me be specific, because I know it's some nigga out there trying to catch me slipping, but you ain't gonna catch me slipping today. It's what I do.
I
if an agreement, if what you're contracting to, if you're contracting for services or your contract for service or for payment of a service that is over $1,000, the statute of frauds says that it has to be in writing.
Okay.
Public policy leans towards inducing people to write down what is the intent of the parties.
All right.
Because if they didn't do that, you know how many people are being the courts talking about, well, that's mine, this is mine, this is what we agreed to.
Okay.
There'd never be any litigation. Everybody in the motherfucking street would be in courts talking about, well, we agreed to this. He said this, he said that. The docket would be full of nothing but he said, she said litigation.
All right.
So the courts created, American jurisprudence created this thing called the statute of frauds, which requires any type of goods or services sold or contracted for in excess of $1,000 to be in writing. Now, let me come back for the flea-bitten mongrel ass nigga out there that's listening. There are exceptions. There are claims of action in what's called equity. Equity is if somebody, let's say they make a promise to you and then you rely on that promise and you perform in accordance with that promise with the expectation of the person going to fulfill that promise or with the expectation that the person will fulfill that promise, that person is stopped. He is prevented. He or she is prevented from denying that they made that promise.
All right.
So in other words, if I contract to provide you 15 holes for Max City,
mm-hmm.
and I don't provide you your 15 holes, but you went out and you bought the bandwidth, you went out and bought all your camera equipment, you went out and bought the latest, the hottest shit on the market. To try to get ready for these 15 holes that I promised I was going to give to you. But we didn't put any of this shit in writing. And I said, well, Mac, I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you none of these holes. All I got for you is China. And you said, what the fuck is this?
Just one hole?
You promised me 15 bitches, just one hole?
Oh,
I said, yeah, well, that's all I got for you. Oh, nigga, I'm suing your monkey ass. Uh-huh. Sue me, nigga. Ain't nothing in writing. And you go in front of the judge, you say, well, wait a minute, judge. He promised to supply me 15 brand new bitches.
Shit, son. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. And judge says, well, how much do these holes cost? And I said, well, these holes cost $500 a piece. It's only $500 a piece, 15 holes, that's $7,500. That's supposed to be in writing. I said, well, judge, we don't have no contract, no agreement. And the judge goes back and said, well, wait a minute, Fat Mac. You got a bill in here for camera and computer upgrades that total $2,500.
Uh-huh.
You got a receipt in there for bandwidth space for another $300 or $400. And then you have excess of miscellaneous equipment that's associated with filming 15 brand new holes.
Mm-hmm.
Totaling another $1,700. And the court gonna say, wait a minute, why you go buy all this shit if you wasn't gonna get that? Why would this man go buy all this shit if he wasn't gonna get these 15 brand new holes?
How can I use this knowledge to work for me? Okay.
There you go. Now, wait a minute. Who would go buy all this shit if they weren't going to get their holes?
Okay.
You're looking at the conduct of the parties.
All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So even though there's no written contract in that case, I can't deny, I am stopped from denying the promise to give you 15 new holes. That's called promissory estoppel.
All right.
So, in that instance, you have to have a written contract. That's an action in equity. Mm. Equity does the thing that should be done. So, the court's going to say, well, wait a minute now. Since this man did this shit, you know, How long have you been supplying him hoes, Mr. Maceo? I've been supplying him hoes for a little over 2 years now. Did y'all have a written agreement? No, I just supplied him the hoes. Wait a minute. So you've been supplying this man hoes for 2 years. Y'all never have a written agreement. And you did this every single time. Now all of a sudden, this time when he went out on the limb and spent all this money, he's holeless? Right. Oh, no. Give that man his hoes.
Give him his hoes.
Pay him the value. Pay him equal value the contract.
That's only right, Tony.
It's only right. Yeah.
Where's my hoes? Where's my hoes? Where's my bitches?
He said, judge me for the fat Mac. In the amount of 15 hoes of
$7,500. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Dick, so what you're saying is you don't see any of that in Maria Lloyd's case. You don't see that happening. She doesn't have that going on, that promissory shit.
It could be an issue of promissory estoppel, but here's the point. Uh-huh. Here's the point. Boyce Watkins has the articles of incorporation.
Okay.
In his name.
All right.
See, he has promissory estoppel too.
Okay.
Because he could turn around and say, well, wait a minute, Judge. Wait a minute. I was hitting that ass, and I agreed to put her on payroll. $1,500 a month.
Okay.
Or for $5,000 a month. That's some expensive ass pussy.
No doubt.
Yeah, wait a minute, Judge. Hold on now. She agreed to work for me in and out of the bedroom for $5,000 a month. He said, now if you look at her gloves and the record of what she was paid, it equals out to $5,000 a month. So I got a promissory estoppel claim. Now what?
Gotcha.
So now what has to happen is Judge gonna say, wait a minute. You saying the promise is here. He's saying the promise is here. Well, this is too much. I don't know which one of y'all to believe. So I'm gonna submit this and let 12 people figure it out. Mm. It has to go to a jury. All right. That is an issue for the finder of fact. That is presented, and that has to be presented to the jury, because the jury has to be free to judge the credibility of the parties. All you got to be able to look at the motherfuckers, see if they're telling the truth.
Alright.
You understand?
Yeah.
So ordinarily the shit has to be in writing, but there are exceptions. This could be a promissory estoppel case. I doubt it, but it could be.
Alright.
Because the paperwork is on his side. If it's yours, if it's your idea, bitch, why you let him put his name on articles of incorporation?
Shit. And these are articles, these are documents that you yourself have looked up and seen.
Yeah, anybody can look them up.
Okay, all right then.
It's free.
All right, okay.
And then there's another one with his brother's name on it. There was another one because he gave his brother a stake in the company, like 18%, some small amount. Yeah, so his brother had a stake in the company.
Yeah, I think they dug up some emails exchanged between her and Boyce, basically stating that she invented this whole, I don't know, what's the shit, man? What's the name of the shit?
Black wealth boot camp, black business boot camp.
Yeah, that she came up with it. Yeah, I think it was so-called proven in some back and forth texts and emails that she basically kicked that off. So would that have any weight in court?
It does. That does have weight.
Okay.
If it's shown, if he's in email admitting that it's her shit, then it becomes a question of now how much is she entitled to?
Okay.
See, in a lawsuit, a lawsuit is composed of two things: liability and damages.
Mm-hmm.
You can have liability and not have any damages.
All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Example: I was pulling in my driveway one rainy night, and I was straightening up my ride, and these people were coming. I live next to a little club here, and I was backing out trying to straighten my whip up, and I kind of tapped their ride.
Mm-hmm.
I tapped their ride. I didn't do no damage to it. I just tapped it. And the bitch got out the car. Oh, Lord, it's Dennett. The dude was like, oh, forget it. The bitch got out the car and tried to get extra. Oh, Lord, it's Dennett. This ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, Lord, we got to call our insurance company. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And then she asked me to use my phone. And I said, nope. Go around the corner and get one. I said, take your ass around the corner and get one.
Right.
And she went around the corner. She called the police, and the shit was on private property. The police came and said, there's nothing I can do. This is on private property. So she was standing there with her fucking mouth open, and they filed an insurance claim, and you know how much damage was on the car, dog?
No.
It's some shit that they could buff out.
Okay. All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I tapped the car. I was liable for the accident, but the bitch didn't have no damages.
Okay, I got you.
You understand?
Yeah.
Or you can have damages and no liability. You understand?
Yeah.
How can that happen? Act of God. Act of God. Now, if there are damages, for instance, you have a home insurance policy, and you have like a hurricane or a bad storm coming to damage your property, a hailstorm come, well, the insurance company ain't liable because they didn't do it. Nobody else is liable, but you got the damages, so they pay out under the contract for the amount of the damages. Now, if we come back to Maria Lloyd and Boyce Watkins, she may have liability. What's the damages? He got, what, 72% of the company?
Yeah.
She got, what, roughly 18%, and the other little bit belonged to his brother? So the only thing she can get compensated for, you know, is her share of whatever the interest in the property is. Mm-hmm. Or you got to figure out how much has the business made. Mm. What is she going to claim? What is going to be her damages? Half of the operating expenses? That ain't going to work. You see what I'm saying? You can't claim half of the operating expenses. You're going to have to claim a certain percentage of the property. Excuse me, a certain percentage of the profit, excuse me. A certain percentage of the property. Well, bitch, you ain't got but 18%. Mm. So, and I know what they're going to do. He going to pull out how much money he's paid her, because I'm going to tell you what he did. He's a simp. Mm. He's a snuggle.
Right.
But see, he don't have the pimp hand that you had. Mm-hmm. See, his pimp hand ain't as vicious as yours. See, you feed them bitches just enough. Mm. He gave her too much.
Okay.
And that might be the very goddamn thing to save him. Because when he go to his bank statements and pull out the number of payments that he made to her, right, I'm willing to bet you, because he was tricking with her, it's going to be over and above what her agreed upon salary is. And he going to go to court and he going to say, well, look, this is what she was paid in, you know, this is what she was paid for her salary for performing her job title. And this is what she was paid in excess of. These are her bonuses and incentives. These are her bonuses and incentives. This is what she was paid in excess of her in excess of her salary. Right. This is what she was paid over and above her salary. Now, if you total that up, that's going to be more than what her interest is in the company. So what do I owe her again? Mm. All right, well, and so now the judge goes, look at her and say, okay, well, you got this. Okay, you got all this money. Okay, you ain't got but 18%. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You didn't file any paperwork. You didn't file any type of paperwork to show that you had a title. All you got is emails. Mm-hmm. All you have is emails. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it says it's your brainchild, but you don't present up your own damn brainchild. Uh-huh. So how am I going to give you more than what you agreed to accept? So it's going to come down to how much money that business made to whether she can get any money out of that. So this shit could very well be a waste of time.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. How long? Because to me, it does seem like Boyce is just doing the stall tactic, possibly trying to drain her war chest. So she just says, fuck it, and just, you know, hightails it out of town, so to speak. How long can he drag this out? You know what I mean? Without actually, you know, going to court. You know what I mean? I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
Well, the court has a scheduling order. Uh-huh. That scheduling order tells you, the court gives you a time to answer the complaint, but they've had numerous continuances, so that's been extended.
Right.
Then on top of that, the court gives about 3 to 4 months, 90 to 120 days for discovery. So you're looking at close to 6 months right there. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Right.
And she ain't got a penny yet. But that lawyer, she got costs.
Yeah.
So she better be sucking his dick somewhere making serious money.
Yeah, you are crass, sir. Crass.
I tell it how it is, brothers. I tell it how it is.
Oh, shit, man.
Because that's the civil litigation. See, what they're thinking, here's how they're thinking. This is Boyce Watkins. They are trading on the damage that they can do to his reputation.
Right.
So what they want is, okay, cash us out, and it will limit the damage that we do to your brand. Right. Boyce Watkins is a brand. Mm-hmm. The sooner you cash us out, the less damage we do to your brand name. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
So now, at this point, that's what they're trading on. But Boyce Watkins can flip the script and say, well, okay, I don't really have any slowdown in my business. The same people that was fucking with me before still fucking with me now. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any loss of business because everybody know I was buying pussy. Mm-hmm. And so if they mad at me for something, they mad at me for tricking.
Right.
And my money ain't slowed up for it, so I got the war chest.
Right.
And it's like
the fact that he's not really stepping his foot in court. The little dirty, unsavory secrets and whatnot that may have happened and transpired between him and his broad ain't coming out. So there's really no damages being put on him right about now. So it behooves him to stay the fuck out of court and just drain this bitch.
Exactly. That's the strategy.
Right.
That's the strategy. Mm-hmm. The strategy at this point, because before I said, why don't he just go ahead and file this motion to dismiss and throw her out? But now that we're talking and we're going over it, that might be a better strategy. Because again, it's like what I say all the time. I can get some more money. Excuse me, I can get some pussy faster than you get some more money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like what we do on Power Tricking, bitch. I don't need you.
Right.
I got options. I can get pussy faster than you can get this $40. So you better cut the shit and come on here and act right. Mm-hmm. Act like you know.
Hell no.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So from his perspective, he got a woman at home. Now she got two kids, but he got a woman at home.
Right.
So he can get pussy faster than she can pay that attorney.
Alright.
So he's sitting on the money, and they gotta go through discovery. And if they depose, if their deposition's done, you know how much those depositions gonna be? At least $2,000 to $3,000.
Damn, okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Trial is expensive. Litigation is expensive. You remember when we sued the motherfuckers? That's why I said, let's hurry up and answer it. Mm-hmm. And then let's file our shit. That keeps the time off of us.
Yeah.
And puts it back on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what happened? It was too expensive for them to fight a lawsuit in another state.
Mm. They folded.
So they tapped out and paid.
Yeah, man. That was some beautiful work, man, Tony. You did some beautiful work, bro. That's all I can say.
If you're gonna go to war, baby, you gotta understand how to do it. Mm-hmm. So now she's up there, he's sitting on the war chest. Mm-hmm. And they gotta get through discovery. And when they get through discovery, they're gonna turn around and file a motion to dismiss, but he's already filed one. And then they gotta go to trial. You know how much money she gonna spend on this attorney if he don't settle quickly? Now, him being the old peanut butter and jelly sweet roll nigga he is, he want to be nice. He don't want to hurt her.
Right.
So he going to give her some money. He going to give her some money. It ain't going to be what she want, because it's going to get to the point where that lawyer going to say, well, wait a minute now. You ain't sucked my dick.
Yeah.
I done poured all this money into this case. Mm. And I'm not recouping anything. We're probably not going to get anything. And he's offering $10,000. Mm. And then here's the trick. He going to take a third. He going to take more than a third. Shit, he going to take about 40% of that settlement that she gets. So she ain't going to walk away if it's $10,000. This is just a hypothetical. If she get $10,000, he going to walk away with four of it. Plus his expenses. So, at a certain point, you got to stop bleeding cash. Because if she ain't paying that man, if she ain't giving that man any money, the only thing she doing is smiling in his face and saying, hold on, she better be sucking some dick. Mm. She better be sucking a dick like she ain't never sucked a dick before. If she ain't paying.
I don't know. Maybe the new nigga that she married, maybe he got a substantial amount of money somewhere tucked away.
Well, maybe so. I forgot that she married. Well, maybe he footing the bill. Mm. But, dog, civil litigation is expensive. Mm. That shit ain't cheap. That's expensive. So she better be sucked. She better be sucking somebody's dick, a nigga's dick, the lawyer's dick, somebody.
Oh, shit, man.
Because you're right. The longer this takes, the more money she got to spend. Because I guarantee you, if they get through discovery, that lawyer going to turn around and say, well, now we're going to trial. Now I want an extra $20,000 just to go to trial. That's when shit got real then. And they gonna say, well, what about that ex? No, they don't cover that. That doesn't include trial. He didn't settle. That was based upon if he settled. Well, he hadn't settled. He said, well, now he is gonna pay you $15,000 or $20,000, and I suggest you take it if you don't have the money to pay me my trial fee.
This is the funny thing, man. Just going on. Let me see. I think I listened to Anti-Afro Svengali like the other day. She was droning on about Boyce Watkins again, and she keeps saying, why won't you do this and why won't you do that and do this, you know, she'd be cracking me up, man. And going through listening to it, I was thinking to myself, well, it should be obvious that this is a stall tactic by Boyce, you know what I'm saying? I don't think Anti-Afro Svengali has the strategic chops to recognize this shit. But for me, especially going through the court system with you when we sued the state of California's tax franchise, whatever the fuck board, you know what I mean? I learned a lot through going through that process with you. And I was just like, this just seems like a stall tactic designed to bleed Maria Lloyd out of her her resolve and possibly her money. You know what I'm saying?
It is. Because, yeah. Time is on his side, man.
Yeah.
The money, not enough money, you can hold out. It's a lot of these cases, like take for instance these power line cases. Mm-hmm. They gave, you know, these power lines that were cancerous, and they gave people in this community, in that certain community, brain cancer. They had the power line people dead to right. They hit the motherfuckers for $72 million. Do you know they kept appealing those cases over and over and over again until all them people died out?
Damn, dog.
Take for instance people that work, my mother and father, that, and everybody's mother and father throughout the South that's listening to this podcast, your mother and father worked at those shipyards, and they know that those people were working in those shipyards under hazardous conditions, breathing that damn asbestos. And now when they're 50 and 60 years old, they're coming down with chronic lung disease and all type of pulmonary disorders and dying early. And then when they figure out what it is, they done kept that shit in the Court of Appeals for the longest. Most of them people that had settlements coming are dead. Right. And now they turn around and settle with their children or with their estate for pennies on the dollar. Because if not, they'll just keep that shit in litigation forever. You understand?
Yeah.
That's how it goes. So it's not to her benefit for this to go to trial, because she don't have the money to hold out unless that nigga got popped. If that nigga holding like that, if that nigga holding like that, she got a decent shot. Mm-hmm. But I've seen Maria Lloyd, and I don't think her nigga's holding like that. Ah. I don't think she pulled a nigga that's holding like that.
What? She married herself a pookie? What? Shit.
I don't think she got a pookie. I don't think she got a pookie.
I'm about to say, she left the square alone to go ahead and give it a pookie, man.
No, she ain't got no pookie, you know. But she don't have no Bradford either.
Okay, I got you.
You understand? Yeah. So she probably got a nigga to make a nice amount of money, but when you go to trial, man, it's a mixed bag of tricks. Mm. Because again, if he sits there, and this shit has to go through mediation, it has to go through all alternative dispute, and when they go through that shit, they gonna lowball that settlement anyway. And then any settlement she signed, there has to be a non-disclosure agreement. He can't. His back is against the wall, dog. He can't admit that he paid this woman for no affair because he couldn't keep it, because he didn't know how to trick properly. He can't be seen paying out a trick settlement. You know how many of them wolves are coming at him? How many of them old bitches that used to be on his payroll will come at him? Paris Milan's scandalous ass will come up with another lawsuit. That's what they're doing with Mr. Cosby now. Yeah. They're trying to get settlements out of the guilty verdict that he got in Pennsylvania. They can use that shit, right, you know, to sway the jury in the civil litigation. He can't. He cannot afford to negotiate with a terrorist. He's in a fucked up position. Any settlement he offered can't be on the record. But it's even dangerous to give her that, because you remember what happened to Mr. Cosby? His shit was off the record and they went and opened it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit, so he really got to be strategic, man. He can't play exactly. No games, boy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So fuck that shit anti-Afro Svengali is talking about.
Yeah, shit, man.
That old sexually repressed thot. Fuck that shit she talking about. Fuck that shit.
Ooh, wait, boy. You pissing motherfuckers off. You talk about they baby man.
Man, fuck that. She want to be one of the bitches that Boyce Watkins hires. That's what it is. She want to be one of them thots on the payroll. She want to dig up the booty.
Oh,
that's what she want.
You getting her, son.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, you know, the way he handles this case, he has to handle it very carefully. Because he knows that if he gives in blood, the rest of them are coming. Hell, fuck up, Meet Your Ex will be suing him.
Damn, bro. Yeah. I still think there's some fuckery afoot on that, too. She's making it sound like it ain't, but I don't know. Just like there ain't no more, what's that broad name, man? What's the light-skinned sociopath bitch? What's that name?
Zaza Ali.
Yeah, Zaza Ali. You're like, you don't see her on that channel no more either. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. You know, they come and they go, man. Cop and blow. I'm like, man, what's going on? All these bitches jumping ship, dog. What's going on?
You know what it is. Because I'd be willing to bet you now, if they find out, if he settles with this girl for too much money, are they coming after him? They're coming after him. So all that shit he talked about Bill Cosby, nigga, now you Bill Cosby.
Yep. Man, ain't that some ironic shit, man, that he is basically put in the exact same position Cosby is, slightly different circumstances, but yet the outcome, if he don't play his cards right, will be exactly the fucking same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, again, if he gives that girl a settlement, I'm telling you, they're going to come out the woodworks. All them bitches going to come out the woodworks. Bitches you ain't even heard of going to come out the woodworks on him. He know that. And ain't nothing Dr. Claude Anderson going to be able to do about it. Man. Nothing. It's a cold game.
Right.
That's why I'm saying, if it is her brainchild and you didn't file the paperwork, fuck that. You didn't file the paperwork. You know how many times I've been in litigation, Doc? I had somebody dead to write when the firm I was working at, we had a motherfucker dead to write and they slipped out on a technicality. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day the judge threw his hand around me and said, Tony, you fought a good fight. But unfortunately, you lost. Damn good argument you put together, but you lost.
Okay.
He said, I don't have anything to tell you that will compensate you or that will comfort you, because you guys were dead right, but you lost. The only thing I can tell you is that your day is coming. Now get the fuck out of my office. You understand?
Okay.
It's like that. A motherfucker slips out on the technicality. It's like that. Well, all that's fucked up just because she didn't file. Yeah, it's like that. She didn't file it. That's what it is. The law is what it is. Ain't that what it is? Every time when the police skate when the grand jury fails to indict a police officer, for a shooting of a nigga, what do they say? Let the laws of the land prevail.
Okay.
That's what they say. Ain't that what they say?
Yay.
So that's what I'm saying. God damn it. Let the laws of the land prevail.
Shit. Yeah, another thing, man, I think we need to reiterate, because I'm really sick of hearing this argument as well, as far as the fraud piece goes. People keep bringing up that
the fuck, man? You know, I got the buckwheat, man. Who's that Chinese dude, man, that he was in cahoots with?
Charles Wu.
You know, motherfuckers keep bringing up that Wu shit, man, to keep talking about this fraud allegation. And I'm like, well, my nigga, man, it's like, you niggas, man, y'all pick and choose, man, when y'all want to be mad and angry at this fake nigga outrage shit. I'm like, nigga, it's called marketing. And so if you're going to be mad at Boyce Watkins for the marketing strategy or the marketing ploy of this Wu motherfucker, then you need to be mad at Nike. You need to be mad at Slitz Malt Liquor Bull. You need to be mad at that. All of these motherfuckers targeting you the same goddamn way. Shit, man.
Be mad at the motherfucker that's making you pay a car note for a pair of shoes. Be mad at that motherfucker. Be mad at the motherfucker that's making you pay $600, $700, $800, $1,200 for a goddamn iPhone. Be mad at that motherfucker.
I'm like, are these niggas serious? He's a fraud. Yeah, woo. He said this. I like, man, all the marketing firms see you niggas as cash cows, man. They have very little respect for your motherfucking ass, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, whether that's Boyce Watkins' perspective or that's Wu's perspective, whether that's both their perspectives, you know, you know, who knows? But like I said, y'all ain't coming at nobody. Y'all ain't coming out nobody else hardcore like that.
That's called capitalism. Ooh. You don't like it, change it. Until then, shut the fuck up.
God damn. Capitalism.
That's the free market that that niggas are always talking about. That's part of the free market. That's part of the free market. Don't like it? Fuck it. Move to China. But they got free market economics even in communist China. So where the fuck you gonna go?
These niggas, man. All right, check it out. This is what we gonna do, man, because, you know, the IQs is low. And I'm gonna go ahead and get into... And actually, my IQ is low on this one, man, because I had to actually ask you this. This shit been all over the net for a minute, man. I'm just now catching up with it, and I don't really know two shits about it. But I had to ask you, what in the hell is ADOS?
What the hell is ADOS, that, man? What is that shit?